I'm not sure what I was expecting the dealer school to look like. Perhaps a classroom filled with desks? Instead, it feels like a mini casino. A wide, open room with dim lights filled with people sitting around green, felt-covered game tables. But the general manager, Joe Hassan, assures me this really is a classroom. He points to the television screens set up around the room.
That is so an instructor can be right at the front and everyone can see the hand-eye movement. They can see the cards on the table. They can see the chips. This is a terrific training environment.
Excellent. Well, show me around.
Okay.
Since April, the school has run 12-week courses designed to teach the moves and rules of dealing blackjack, baccarat, and paigao poker, a Western version of an ancient Chinese game. So what do they need in a student?
I can take you from no knowledge whatsoever to ready to work and competent at your work in 12 weeks.
We walk over to a blackjack table where Susan, a student in training, agrees to show me the ropes.
I don't know how to deal. So, okay. Where do you start?
You start with cutting checks.
Checks are what they call chips, and cutting them means to separate a tall stack of them quickly and neatly into short stacks of five.
And then you're going to run your finger across the top of... There you go.
It's not easy.
That was right?
Not really.
We move on to shuffling, or as they call it, riffling. It's a procedure which takes about 8 separate steps.
You split it in half, you spin the cards, you riffle it. Then you box it, which is you take a third of the deck from the bottom and bring it to the top. And then you strip it, which is splitting it into about 4 different groups. Mm-hmm. And then you riffle again. You box it again. And then you riffle one more time. And that's it.
Mastering the physical movements wasn't hard, says Susan. Learning the payouts was more difficult. When a player is immediately dealt 21 points, or blackjack, the house pays $3 for every 2 that was bet. The payouts essentially need to be memorized. A $10 bet gets paid $15, for example. A $35 bet, $52.50. She's also been trained to spot suspicious behavior in players and alert management if something seems off. While dealers need to be comfortable with math and protecting the house from would-be cheaters, dealing is, at the base of it, an entertainment job, and it's their role to help players have a good time.
So what made you want to go to dealer school?
It's fun. The atmosphere seems exciting, and I have a background in civil engineering and land surveying, and I was looking for a job, so.
So with jobs scarce these days, she's learning to be a dealer, a job which will pay between $35,000 and $40,000 a year in salary, plus tips. The dealer school is offered for free, and it will become a big source of jobs in the county, says General Manager Hassan.
We need a lot of people, so we're going to continue to train here for quite some time, including this class and classes to follow in the future. In terms of dealer ranks, I need about 750 people. So I know where the first 650 are coming from. They're right here amongst us today.
Looking around the room, there is a huge mix of people. Men, women, young, old. Some who are looking for one of their first jobs, others who are underemployed. Some people who are seeking a career change. Nanette decided to come out of retirement because she wanted to work at the casino.
Because it looked fun, you know, the casino coming into town. I love cards, so dealing sounded really good. It's like you get to play cards with a bunch of your new friends all day long.
The dealer school will be offering more classes in the coming months. For me, though, I think I'll stick to radio. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.